True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we're back in the studio! The WIP Afternoon Show. And I'm getting berated in the commercial breaks by Hugh Douglas making me argue about Jalen Hurts. Ike, Spike, and Fritz back home. Ike, how you feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, it's great to be back in the studio, man. It's been a while since we've been here.
100 years.
Must say.
Yeah.
Things looked pretty much the same.
Yep.
Listen, Fightin's big win last night. How about that? How about that? Knowles! Way to show up, big dog. Jackie Baseball, come on, man. Got to feel good about that. We started this Mets series off right. Holla at your boy.
I noticed the sales team here already was not aware of us being back in the studio as it took us 5 extra minutes to get into our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, because one person had to be on a cell phone.
Lock in. There's a million rooms.
Go
we're back.
Go get the tiny little room over there. Let us meet.
The big dogs are back.
The big dogs are back. I feel so good to be back in the studio.
There's a lot wrong with us, Ike. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, huge list. I don't know how you deal with it, to be quite honest with you. A big show, as always. It is a Tuesday, so Tuesdays with Elliot returns at 3 o'clock. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4, as he will all season long, Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. You know, Ike, you mentioned the Phils won last night. 1-0. Of course, you know, one RBI, a shocking Nick Castellanos RBI.
Hey, man, you called it.
But a win nonetheless. And I'm sitting through this game, and they win this game. And by the way, a great finish. Duran gets two guys on, like, you know, has to strike two guys out, basically. He does it. What?
I'm just telling you, man.
What?
We are walking a tightrope.
But that's how closers are.
Okay.
That's how closers are. You know, and by the way, I was impressed by it. I'm like, all right, you got second and third now. You can't do pitch to contact now.
Right.
But he didn't. He didn't. He struck two guys out.
You're right.
I just think, like, this Phillies season has been much better than anybody gives it credit for. Has been, I just think the whole waiting for October thing, we're sort of missing what's happening here with this Phillies team. So just like as I thought about the season last night, we have had, they've battled through adversity, right? Like it feels like maybe it's been generally a healthy season, but it hasn't. We've missed Bryce Harper for a month. Alec Boehm now 2 separate trips to the IL. I think probably over 4 weeks. We lost Aaron Nola for 2.5 months. Zach Wheeler is gone. Ranger Suarez was not there to start the season. They lose Alvarado for 60 games because of the PED suspension. And then from an adversity standpoint, after the Mets series, where by the way, they could have just turtled up and walked away. They played good baseball after the Mets series. So there's that. The topper has changed. We begged Rob Thompson to be more reactive to the things that are happening with the players, right? Move guys down the lineup. Don't care about everybody being happy. And he has done those things, and they have been better off for it. Trey Turner has become the player that we wanted him to be. He has become much better on defense than I ever thought he could be. He leads the league in hits. He leads the league in batting average, and has become
better than Francisco Lindor.
He's not better than Francisco Lindor, but he's been he's been, and I believe he's been the MVP of the team so far this season. The other thing is that just they're getting hot at the right time. They're playing good baseball at the end of the season, which is, by the way, also what we wanted. We didn't say, hey, you know, start the season, you know, we didn't want a fast start to the season and a slow end. They're playing their best baseball of the year. And on top of it, I have to give Dave Dombrowski credit. They probably had the best trade deadline in all of baseball. That, like, they got the best closer that was available, and Harrison Bader has injected not just a good center field play, but life into the team. I know we all care about them winning the World Series, but I think ultimately, like, all I want them to do in the playoffs is not choke. I think this has been a good season. I think it can be a good season if they don't win the World Series.
What's considered not choking?
Like, I just don't want them to go down like dogs like they did last year.
That's subjective, though.
Yeah, I don't know how to put like a.
Well, I need you to do it. I don't know what's not choking. Is it win a round? Is it get to the NLCS? Like, what is that? What is not choking going to be satisfied with?
I don't know. It's a feel thing because I could say I just want them to get to the NLCS, right?
So if they lose 3-2 in the second round, you're okay with that?
3-2. Oh, you mean the division series?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I think
What do you mean you don't know? If they lose 3-2 in the second round, last year they lost 4-1.
Baseball is
3-1. 3-1 last year. It was 3-1 last year.
It's 3-1. Baseball is weird. I don't know what's going to happen.
It is weird.
Baseball's weird.
This can be a good season without them winning the World Series.
Yeah,
it can.
But it's
been a good season.
But can it be a good season? Well, hold on. First of all, I'm glad you've lowered the standards for the Phillies now because you feel good about the Phillies. I'm glad you've lowered the standards.
But I just think they've done everything we've asked them.
That doesn't mean we are lowering the standards for the Phillies. And I'm not settling for, they got to the playoffs and they played well in the first series, whether it's the NLDS or the wild. Doesn't matter if it's the wild card. They go home in the wild card series. Is that okay?
Well, it won't be okay, but I got to see it.
Oh, my God. I got to see it.
I don't need to see it.
We make proclamations around here all the time without actually waiting for it to happen. Let me get into that. We don't do that with everybody else in the city. So I'm not about to coddle the Phillies because you feel good about you liking the Phillies at the beginning of the season. That's what this is about.
No, it's not about.
I smell this nonsense from a mile away.
You were in on
the Phillies. And now you want to make it okay if they actually do all right in the playoffs by playing well in a series, even if they lose it. You're going to tell me you can't determine if they don't win a series, that whether or not that factors in whether or not this is a good season or not? So right now we're saying, well, if they fight valiantly in that series, I'll accept the results of what it is. Are you kidding me?
Well, but that's the way it is. I don't know what to say.
Why is it that way?
Because here's what I would say. Right?
Why don't you have the same expectation? Why?
Then who? I don't say that about the Eagles. Like, I don't say they have to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I know damn well you wouldn't say if they got to the playoffs they lost in the first round, it'd be a successful season. I guarantee you that much.
It's a different sport. It's a different sport.
Oh, my goodness. Let me say this.
Right?
Yeah,
so you're saying to me, okay, if they lose in the division round, is that okay? And I'm saying I don't know. Here's why I'm saying I don't know, right? Because let's say they win that round and they get to the NLCS.
Yeah.
And I said I just wanted them to get the NLCS. And then they lose 4-1 to the Brewers where they're throwing the ball into center
field. The Atlanta Hawks of the NBA, the 2015 Atlanta Hawks. It's okay to lose them, right?
No. I'm saying that's not okay. That's why I'm saying I have to see it. That there's different kinds of losses.
So it's acceptable for them to lose to the Brewers?
No.
Because they're the better team.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying that I don't want to just say NLCS because they could go down like dogs in the NLCS, and that's not okay with me either. I just don't want them to, I want them to play well in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. But I think it's been a good year. We put all of these expectations on this.
It's been a good year.
And nobody's talking about it.
Because of the circumstances. Because you know why nobody's talking about it, Spike?
Why?
Because this is a championship town. That's what matters the most. Listen, we can't all adopt the Sixers philosophy. The try hard, get in, and it's okay.
But I don't say that about the Sixers.
No, but that's the mentality of that franchise. That's what it is with that sport.
Okay, that's fine.
That sport and everything else.
Sure.
What I'm saying is I hold the Phillies to a higher standard and expectation because they've earned it, and I see the potential in them. I'm not telling you it's World Series or bust, but I'm not about to sit here and give a free pass.
It's not
already
a free pass.
It is a free pass. You're giving them a free pass.
I am not.
Already.
I am not.
Fritz. Get in here. Is he giving them a free pass or not? Listen, I know
you're
a king of free passes with this team. This has to make you feel uncomfortable at least.
You both make me feel uncomfortable. I got Eagles and Lita Syke. Yeah. Talking about the only way they win a championship. I got Spike saying the season's already basically a success, which
exactly. I don't know. That's
exactly what you're saying.
That's exactly what he's saying. That is exactly what he's saying.
It is not, but what
That's exactly what he's saying.
It is not what I'm saying, but I'm saying it has been a success thus far, not just because they won games, and all I need to do is see how they play in the playoffs. Like they could not win the World Series.
Right.
They could play well in the playoffs and just lose.
Right.
It happens sometimes.
I said the Brewers are the best team than the Padres. I've said that.
Right. So what is a success for you then?
Well, I need the NLCS is a success for me.
And then they lose 4 games to win the NLCS is still a success?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
They don't have Zach Wheeler.
They don't.
They don't have Zach Wheeler. So making it to the NLCS, if they bow out to the Brewers or the Padres, I'm going to just be like, listen, they made it as far as they could. But what I'm saying is at least I have a damn line.
My line is
my
eye
test. Yeah, I have a line
test.
That they have to reach. You, on the other hand,
it's an
you're
eye
already
test.
Throwing a damn parade for the team.
No, it's a gut test.
Listen, I understand
I
Nola made you feel You felt promising last
Look
night.
Look at all those strikeouts.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Last night. Come on.
I've always been a Knowles guy. All right.
Come on now.
215-592-9494.
You're conflicted because you really want what he's saying.
No, but I don't.
You realize this.
I need, because here's the thing, Spike. I hear everything you're saying, and I give them credit for all of this. But at the same time, this feels like one last ride, like for this thing. And like, I'm where a lot of the fans are too. Like, congratulations on beating the Mets last night. It was a 1-0 win. Like, I give them credit, but get the freaking job done. And I know, I know that's it's simplistic and it's black and white and blah 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 blah. But like, I don't care. I've seen them play great in the regular season before. I think that they are
really have you?
Yes.
Thank you.
But, okay.
Thank
truth
you.
Be told.
Thank
truth
you.
Be, well, but hold on. The whole thing the last 3 years have not been
They're
good
gonna
regular
season.
They're
going to win a division
seasons.
Again. Whoopee!
Look, 22 was not a good regular season. It was average. 23 was not a good regular season.
Well,
it was 20, average.
No, 22 was a great regular season considering where they were. And they fired Girardi and what ended up happening. That was a great season.
Well, because of the playoffs, though.
Sure, but even just to get in the playoffs, team was bad.
I'm just saying this regular season has been the best regular season they have had as a core.
But again,
by far. And it matters.
In 23, they had just as much magic in August of that year.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like they went 17
yeah,
and 10
that year.
Yeah, but the team wasn't as good.
I don't know. These guys were younger and in their primes.
Yeah.
I mean, the starting staff's better now. Okay.
Yes.
But also Wheeler's done, so you don't have Wheeler. Like, again, they've had great they get first half of last year. 23, second half was great. This is great right now. I've seen great regular seasons. Congratulations on beating the Mets. Go win the World Series.
Well, I got bad news for you.
There's no bad news. They can do it.
Well,
they also might not.
What do you mean you got bad news?
They also might not. Right. And that's okay.
That's okay. It's okay. It is depending on how it looks. All right. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It's a very special next question. So the winner, and everyone who gets this right will get put into a hat and we'll pick the winner. The winner gets a pair of tickets to Mets Phillies tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park, 6:45 first pitch. You can get tickets at phillies.com. You also get a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival to benefit the Fight on McKenna Foundation, which is Saturday. Great event at the Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. For tickets, you can go to biteforthefight.com. So normally we ask you for a thing for next question. Today, we're going to ask you to do something that we cannot do, and that is tell whether somebody is dead or alive.
So, one of our biggest struggles as a show.
Yes. All the time, somebody will come up and be like, is he still alive? Is that person still alive? So
we've killed prematurely on this show.
Yes. So what we will do for next question is we will give you a celebrity, and you have to tell us whether that person is dead or alive. If you are right, then you get put in the hat for the tickets. If you are wrong, you do not. But you're more a part of the show if you're wrong, actually, to be quite honest with you. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts
next
us off.
Next door.
Corey?
Here we go.
There it is.
What do you want? Are we working right now?
Yeah,
hey,
what are you working?
Hey, this landscaper outside had to cut the wrong grass. If he put this lawnmower on my grass, we about to have a problem. But I tell him next door.
What? He might mow your grass by accident? What's the problem?
Hey, nah, because if you do half of it wrong.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
So, Spike, hold on. Yeah. Let's rewind this right here.
Yeah.
So you was ready to throw the best player out, rivalry pack. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't throw him out.
Hold on, let me hold him accountable.
Hey, okay.
Let me land my plane.
All right, OG.
Okay. So he had the rivalry pack gloves, you know, holding him accountable.
Yep.
All this, you know what I'm saying? We wanted everything to be done at the trade deadline.
Yep.
All these moves we need to be done, holding everybody do this, you know, boom,
yes.
We wanted him off the team. These guys are performing, and now we about to just lower the standard?
It's not about lowering the standard.
Sure it is. Yeah, sure it is.
It's about being realistic and giving them credit for what they're doing.
Yes.
The standard is the standard, and it's always rising, right?
Yeah, so, well, of course.
The standard is here. You know, we beat the Mets. We was 2 weeks ago, people was on, you know, they was on watch. People was drinking, everything. People was moaning. They was upset because we couldn't beat the Mets. Now all of a sudden we win the Mets 1-0 at home, like I said we would do, come to our place, you know what I'm saying? And we beat the Mets. Now everybody, we don't know. Well, I ain't going to say everybody. Spike's like, I don't know no expectations. Nah, the expectations is we trying to win a championship.
Of course.
I get it, though, Zach Wheeler. I get all that, you know. But if they go out there and they give it their all and they lose in the first round, are we going to be mad? Yes. I mean, of course, But I get what you coming from a little bit, Spike, where you're like, I don't want them to go out like they did last year, go out sad. But, like, what if they go to the World Series and they go out sad? Is that a successful season?
No.
I think so.
But I don't. We don't know who they're going to play. We don't know the circumstances of how they're playing. We don't know what's going to happen. To me, I feel like I'm going to be – if they go out in the divisional round, will I be mad? Of course I'll be mad. But I think when I have perspective, I will be able to see the games and be able to tell, did this team quit like they did last year, or did they play a good series and maybe they don't win it? I don't know. Like, I've been radicalized on the bait. It's baseball. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're making more sense.
Well, the best team doesn't always win the World Series.
It's hard to win, Spike.
It is. Those guys get paid, too.
If they don't win the World Series, I ain't going to be, like, mad, but they got to get there. Because the problem with this team is, like, it ain't going to be like, we got next year. Like, these dudes is old. Like, we ain't going to keep it after, there's next year, you know. Eventually, they got an expiration, so we got to get it done. So we don't got time to wait to go through 100 million games again to get to this point. You know what I'm saying? win the World Series.
Yes, we are here. Take care of business.
I want to win the World Series, but they might not. It might be okay if they don't, depending on how they lose.
Sure, but the fact that you're already giving it a pass, yes, that's the whole point.
I am appreciating a great baseball season.
And that's all you can do sometimes, Spike.
Yes, it's just appreciating.
So I'm going to ask you this, Corey, and I'm going to ask every, I'm going to try to remember to ask every caller that calls in.
Yeah, two next questions.
Do you feel like this has been a great baseball season to you?
I mean, I feel like it's been good, but it's been up and down. Like, what I'm saying is, like, it's had its up and down times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there were times where...
If I'm being honest, it feels like it's been an okay baseball season.
If I told you before the year, they would be four games away from the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They would be five games ahead of the Dodgers for the two seed.
Yeah.
And they will have... And I laid out for you all the injuries they had. Would you say that was a great season? If they win more games than last year, win the division again, they have an eight-game lead in the division.
Here's the thing. Yep. Here's the thing. Thanks for the call, Corey.
By the way, should I give Corey a real quick next question, a dead or alive?
Oh, I thought he already gave it to him.
No. All right, Corey. Here you go. For next question today, dead or alive, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Who is that?
I would say dead.
He is dead.
He died
in 2022.
I was going to say, I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
Quick. Yeah. Real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, hold your boy accountable later, because you saw that tweet earlier about acceptable losses. I know you will.
Elliot thinks Sunday's an acceptable loss.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, don't worry. We got that coming up at 3 o'clock. Yeah, don't worry about that.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
What the hell was I going to say?
This has been a great baseball season.
Yes. And I said it had been.
Yeah, here's my thing.
Yep.
I go through this season, and it doesn't feel like it's been a great baseball season. It feels like it's been a frustrating baseball season. Right? It's nice they added Duran at the break, and Bader has turned out to be a nice addition as well. Yep. But those are only – I think that covers up what we felt through the first half of the season. When there was frustration, a lack of consistency, team is winning. And here's the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. It's not their fault. But the division isn't as tough as we thought it was going to be. The Braves and the Mets aren't as good as we thought they were going to be. So they get a little bit of a benefit from that.
I agree.
Where they are.
Well, I agree there. I think there's two things. I think, one, if you follow every baseball season the way that we do, playing every, it's almost impossible to have a great baseball season unless you win 110 games.
Right.
Because because we watch every single game, about every single game. So, and there's so many ups and downs in any baseball season.
But I can pull out the positives. Kyle Schwarber has been a positive. Trey Turner has been a positive. Christopher Sanchez has been a positive. Like, I can pull out those.
Topper has been a positive.
Yes, I can pull out those individual things, but the overall feeling with the team has not been overwhelming joy, right? They give us pockets here and there. They've given us pockets.
So they've been consistent. They haven't gone on a tear. But they also,
I mean, if I had the Brewers season, that's a great season.
But then all of a sudden the Brewers, after they play well, they lose six of their next 10 and it doesn't feel great anymore. All I'm saying is
they still put together 8-game win streaks, 10-game, 12-game win streaks, 13 games.
And they're still only four games ahead of us.
I understand. What I'm saying, Spike, is the feeling of the season.
And do you know why? It's a fault of people like you who aren't giving them any credit.
No.
Or would it have been a good time?
No, you know why?
I'm having a good time.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Mr. Reality over here.
Yeah.
You're the one who frowns at the robbery packs. Hold on. But my point is that you're taking joy out of the season.
Well, because I'm holding them accountable.
Yes, exactly. Last night was a very good win. I was happy. Knowles gave us six innings.
Yep.
Held my breath a couple times there, but I was happy that we got through it. My only thing is that we need them to go as far as possible. Because quite frankly, Spike, I'm afraid of what's lying ahead for the Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's getting older and there's contracts.
And we're talking about maybe Schwarber won't be back and Wills with this injury.
And Ranger
potential
might not be
lockout.
Back.
Ranger may not be back. Like, this thing could be getting ready to turn here.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on the urgency.
When are we going to be this close again?
I agree. I'm just trying to be realistic here. Give credit where it's due. It's okay if they don't win the World Series as long as they look good in the playoffs. I just want them to look good. All right. Coming
like
up
how
next.
Like how their uniforms look? Like rivalry packs?
No, know what I'm talking about.
The Bader Bolts.
So coming up next, a former Philadelphia athlete that was very controversial here is rumored to perhaps, maybe there might be a return. A very controversial figure here in Philadelphia. So we will talk about that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.